The nationwide Rally for Religious Freedom is set to take place tomorrow in more than 100 cities across the United States. The demonstrations are in opposition to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services mandate, which would require religious institutions to pay for services which violate their beliefs, such as contraception and abortifacients. Robert Royal is the president of the Faith and Reason Institute based in Washington, D.C. He told Alessandro Gisotti the mandate would keep the Catholic Church from being able to do its charitable activities.
It's very important because in the past it's very rare that there's a huge demonstration, and I assume on Friday this will be a very big demonstration. It's quite unusual that so soon after what are basically administrative rules that people have a huge demonstration in Washington. But this just reflects the fact that there's both great nervousness about the Obamacare in the population as a whole. Two-thirds of the American people in the recent polls say that they would like to either see Obamacare entirely repealed, or about a quarter will say that they would like the individual mandate, which is requires the purchase of health insurance, to be repealed, because it's a Americans feel very much a fear of the national government in the sense that they want it to be restrained and they want it to have limited powers. And so when two-thirds of the population is already against the overall health care reform, it's not surprising that when the administration takes another step further and tries to impose on religious institutions some mandates that to many Americans, even if they practice contraception themselves or they think it's fine, they just see this as an intrusion of the state in an important institution like the churches, and they don't like it very much. So I think that's why you see so much profound emotion in this organization.
Bishops say that under the current regulatory framework, Catholic Church cannot function peacefully in the U.S. It's an unprecedented attack.
Well, there were attempts in the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century to exclude the Catholic Church from the public square. For example, there were laws, they're called Blaine Amendments, that were passed in various states that tried to prohibit the Catholic Church. It wasn't put this way, but it was clear that what it meant to do was to prohibit the Catholic Church from establishing schools and, you know, other institutions. So there's been a historic anti-Catholicism in the United States, and the curious thing is that now some of the forces that in the past would have been part of that anti-Catholicism, evangelicals are the most prominent, are actually allies of the Catholic Church in these matters. And the bishops are right that in the perspective of American history, we are not quite as far along in centralizing government functions as people in Europe have been. But in the last 75 years or so, we've tended to move since the Depression toward turning over a lot of functions to the state. In the past, a lot of education was the role of the individual states, our 50 states. A lot of health care, et cetera, was provided for by civil institutions like churches and like private associations. So now we have a very, very large federal state sector, and it's beginning to enter into some areas that really begin to squeeze out the civil society associations that have been the strength of the United States. And that's why here, in particular, people react against it, because they feel almost instinctively that this is not part of the American way of doing things.
Finally, what are the possible solutions to this crisis?
Well, the American Catholic bishops have said that there can't be any compromise on this question. That, in fact, if the mandates continue the way that they do, and it's not clear, by the way, that they will. The Supreme Court of the United States next week will be hearing arguments about the individual mandate, which requires all Americans to have health insurance. And if the court voids that that provision, well, then Obamacare is dead. It has nothing, even quite apart from religious liberty, it is just, it's impossible for it to work unless everybody is required to have insurance. So that's one. That's already one possibility. And the other is that the Supreme Court will just say that the administrative decision, because this is not required by the law. It is not required that, that religious institutions provide the same kind of coverage as everybody else. And it's a matter of definition of what the religious institutions are going to be. I think that the bishops realize that this is a absolutely crucial battle, that if they lose this, then the federal government of the United States of America can tell religious institutions basically anything. And as we know from 20th century history, in theory, even in places like the Soviet Union, the churches were certainly allowed to, in theory at least, they were allowed to be open and people were allowed to go into them and they could believe what they wanted. But in effect, if the churches can't have a public presence in the way that the Catholic Church, given its social doctrine, understands that the churches ought to have a public presence, well, then the church is finished. So the only solution here that I think will satisfy all parties is simply that the Obama administration will have to, and there are already signs of this, will have to back off on those mandates. They will have to find some other way to provide contraceptive and abortifacient and other coverage, if possible. And I'm not sure exactly what the details of that would be, but there's simply no way that the Catholic Church or the evangelicals, and once you put those two groups together, you've got about half of the population of the United States. So there's just no way that they're going to accept what the Obama administration is trying to do.